Raymond, we've got to find a winner for our Big Sports Breakfast cap and some other things that we'll throw in. We'll put a couple of Sony Music CDs.
Just before you decide, one more. This is Gibbo from Bathurst. This might come in your decision-making process. Okay. How long, boys? Hey, boys, long, long overdue decision. JT, Billy and Cameron retiring from the Queensland Origin team. About bloody time. New South Wales might win a few more series now.
Gibbo, we won this year.
Might win a few more series, you're saying.
Oh, jeez.
Getting a roll.
All right.
Anyway. Okay.
No, sorry. Gibbo, you're out. We won this year. Dave, who mentioned Jim Thorpe.
Ah, yeah.
Long overdue decision. So, Dave, our caller, mentioned Jim Thorpe. By the way, special mention to Rod from Nowra, who mentioned Pat Howard. Was a long overdue decision.
Jimmy Clark would have to be right on top of the list.
Completely stuffed Australian cricket for about 5 years, apparently. Anyway, Raymond, that's it. Great to have you back.
Great fun to be back.
You're on holidays too. Yeah. You're running, and now you're off to the Kings game. It's just...
Life's pretty good.
How good is life? How good is life, mate? You have a great day.
Enjoy your Sunday, James.
And enjoy your sport, everybody.
Big Sports Breakfast, Monday morning, 5:30. A full wrap on the drama from the Aussie Open Golf at the Lakes, plus the all-important cricket, the Shield game from Manuka Oval. The push for test spots is on.
So join us then at 5:30.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
Sky Sports Radio, number one in racing. Heard throughout the state, including Bombala, 90.9 FM. Griffith, 87.6 FM. Threadbow, 106.9 FM. And Lake Carjeligo, 87.6 FM.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning at 10:02. Kevin Wolfe here. Thank you to Jimmy and Ray once again. The only way to start your Sunday morning is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend program. Plenty of good stuff. Wonderful interviews with Andrew Simons and Mark Leishman and the quiz. It's just great stuff. They'll be back again next Sunday morning from 7. And big stuff coming up for us today. At 10:30 this morning, they'll be doing the box draw for both the Melbourne Cup and the Bold Trees. The finals there next Friday night at Sandown. So we'll have those for you as part of our Chasing and Pacing Rewind segment this morning. Ron Anderson of Wentworth Park is doing the job for us today, so we'll do that. Freddie Hastings also along to look at what happened during the week with Tiger Tara and also at Tabcorp Park Menangle last night. And as usual, all our experts on today: Peter Ellis, Michael Maxworthy, Dean Lester, John Scorse, and first up will be this man giving us all we need to know at Newcastle today, where it is a good four. The rail is out 6 metres for the entire, and we have an 8 race card getting underway at 10:10. Good morning to Gary Harley. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Beautiful day in God's country here today. I'm it's not going to be too warm, you know, around about 25, I think, which is perfect. Good four. Sunday meetings are rarity at Newcastle. We've got one today and got a big one in a fortnight's time where it is the Legends race day honouring the great late Max Lees and our current ambassador and champion rider, Robert Thompson.
You're right.
So that's on 2 weeks today, $75,000 at Max Lees Classic for two-year-olds. And, mate, we're here today, and everyone would know by now that on Wednesday the historic Cessna Cup meeting has been transferred to Newcastle because of the cleanness of the track. There's a $50,000 Cessna Cup on that program on Wednesday.
Okay.
And, showcase meeting, so it'll be pretty good. But first things first, I think we can find a winner today.
Lovely.
It'll be it. There won't be any, no double figures, that's for sure, Jeff.
Well, certainly you don't hope, Gary, if you're tipping them. You want them to win, so it doesn't matter, what they pay. The first is a 10:10 where we take out number 5 from the race here. And the market shows 1 Bell of Portugal, $5.50 tab fixed odds, 2 In With A Chance at $7.50. 3 Screenshots, your favourite here, it's $3.10. 4 Gary from the Bull is $8.50. 6 Dear Vernon at $4.20. Now we go 7 Valesco at $13. Number 8, God I'm Hot, 11. And Miss Gigi, number 9, is at 7.50. So at this stage, Gary, screenshot's your favourite 3.10.
He's my best bet of the day, screenshot. Trained by the former sub jockey, Peter Roble. He was a cheap buy at the Magic Million. He won a maiden at Kembla very easily back on the 16th of June. He jumped, He jumped and ran that day. He's got terrific speed. That's why the 900 metres suits him here first up. He won easily, then he failed at Canterbury, went to the paddock. Thought he trialled really good at Randwick the other day on October 30. He led. He wanted to go a bit fierce. He was way off the track when Schofield rode him. A little bit of a handful, but there was no pressure on him at all in the straight. And he was only just beat. 900 metres as he go, he'll jump and run. And today, Andrew Atkins making the trip up to ride him. Number 2 win with a chance. Surprised some with a good 900 metre win here last meeting, trained up at Coffs Harbour by Peter Evans. $7.50 that day, a bit of a price again today. One thing he's got is speed, and he's drawn well. Number 60, Bea Vernon. Well, this is his third trainer. To my knowledge, Todd Howlett, he was with Albert Stapleton. Then he went to Tony Newing, and now he's with Todd Howlett. Actually, Albert's nephew, Robert, is, and the family own this horse. Albert Stapleton, but Albert's not training these days. I think he may have retired. He's well into his 80s now, Albert. But this fellow's always shown ability. He hasn't run since July when he ran fourth at Bathurst. Look out, he don't run a very good race first up. One Bella Portugal will do what Bella Portugal always does. Drop out near the tail and come home very strong at the end. He's very, very honest. Normally wouldn't want further than 900. First up since July without a trial, she'll get back and run on no problem. 3-2, 6-1, mate.
Okay, 3-2, 6-1 there in race one. Phil Roberts calling for us today. He's putting it 3-6-1-2. Now, race two, Gary, due at 1:45. We take out 1 and 3 from this race. So, 2 is Shell Shocked Mel. It's at $41. 4 Try Try Again, $101. 5 Enchanted Princess is the favourite here at $3. Tab Fixed Odds, rock solid. 6 Gotta Be Red, $101. 7 My Shiromi at $6.50. 8 Can I Rock, $4. 9 Dynasty Die at $3.90. 10 Kenny wins $6.50. 11 up to it, $11. There's been no money for anything this morning, so it's the rock solid favourite here, Enchanted Princess at $3.
Can I Rock's the one I like. Hey, your song, Philly, trained on the track here by Mick Dwyer. Got a good barrier, Mitchell Bell rides. Run 30 last start on November 10th, so just a week ago, 8 days ago, on Snip and Stare. Wasn't an over strong maiden, but she showed really good speed to lead, and she was only run down very, very late. This is no superstar maiden either, and I think she can win today from that good barrier. Number 5, Enchanted Princess, first start at the Damien Lane. Brand Buckley riding trial really good at Gosford. Soon led in the trial, at a good tempo, and just kept going. Thought she went good enough to be hard to see here. Number 9, Dynasty Dies at 2 runs back. From third the other day, got a place chance. And number 10, Kenny Wynn, likewise. Not the best of 900 metre maidens, but I like them 8, 5, 9 and 10.
8, 5, 9, 10 from Gary. Phil's putting it 5 to beat 7, 8 and 9. We move across to race 3, due at 20 past 2 here. That's a class 1 and maiden. And we have a field here of 9 with a scratching of 5, Captain's Legend. So through Tab Fixed Odds here, 1 Britannicus at $4.60. Number 2, Lutriola, $7.50 into $6.50 today. You've got 3, Tempest Flare at $5.50. 4, Warren Bungle at $21. 6, Celebrator is at $15. 7, Jazzland at $13 into $12. The favourite here is pretty short again. 8, Scarlet Dream at $2.10. You've got 9, Dreamfire at $120. And number 10, Curia at $19. 2.10, the favourite here, Gary.
Looks the one to beat. Goes up from 1600 last start at Kembla to 1880 today. And it was very impressive. She was winning at Kembla. He ran away to win easily last start. Robbie Dolan rode a real claim too again today. She's in the Mark Newnham stable. She's only had 2 runs. She's a Sebring filly. She ran second at Nowra, beating a header, a long head, and then she won at Kembla. She was wide with no cover from the 1,000 at Kembla. It was a huge win. I think she'll beat these today. Number 8 on the big track, Scarlet Dream. Second pick, number 3, Tempest Flair, the Gabby Engelbrecht. It runs second at Gosford behind Home Wind, beaten a length and a half on November 1. Set outside the leader. Faced okay. Solid enough to give it a good chance here. Number 7, Jazzland. This horse was an eye-catcher the other day at Musselbrook, I think it was. Yeah, Kristen Buchanan's got it. Bucko rides it. It was not in as strong a field as this. By no means. Voyage has won the race. Huge drop rose in class today. This horse come from a mile back out of the 1,500. Only a beat, 3/4 of a length. You think the 1,880 is going to suit it perfectly. It could run into a place at good odds. And number 1, Britannica, third up today. Couple of runs at Hawkesbury. Have got the horse fit. Has got Mitchell Bell. And he's in a good stable with John Thompson. And he was bred by the late, great James Bartholomew Cummings by Bart's Derby when a Roman Emperor out of as the Beale mare of his Miss Melissa. Righto, 8-3, 7-1, race 3.
8-3, 7-1, and Phil Roberts putting it 7 to beat 8, 1 and 3. We go to race 4, halfway point here. It's another maiden here. It's due at 5 to 3. We take out 4, 5, 8, and 11 from the equation. 1 Fabricator is at $4.20 tab fix. Number 2 Stone, 41. 3 Applicant, 34. 6 City of Love, $5. The favourite is 7 Everlasting Love. This is a Cummings horse with KB Jennings on board. It's paying $2.30 at the moment. 9 Lady Mossman, 21. And number 10 Loved One here, Gary at $3.20.
I went for City of Love to beat the favourite. Its run was enormous here 2 weeks back. It jumped from an outside alley, and there was interference at the start. It was a mile back. Worse, you know, way worse than midfield. Just wanted to lay out a bit on the home turn, she did, and then she got held up at the top of the straight. She only got clear at the 150, and she stormed home to get beat just over half a length. Last time in, she had 3 starts for 3 placings, 2 at Wyong and 1 at Newcastle. Crying out for the 1,400 after the 1,200-metre run last start. Barrier 1, going to get a lovely runoff at 2. $5 each way forever. Number 7, Everlasting Love, the favourite. Pretty short, but deserves to be favourite. 2 runs back, placed both times at Wyong. Trained by Anthony and Edward Cummings. Kobe Jennings driving up the ride. Protested against the winner last start at Wyong, but it was unsuccessful. The protest was at the 300, and that's probably why it was unsuccessful. Still well enough to be very hard to beat here. Number 10, Love One, was a gross disappointment here last start. It led in the race. Sean Diamond rode it. In a 1,400 maiden, compounded in the straight, only run 4th, beaten a length and a half. Now, all indications were that it had won that race, but it didn't run that well. But don't be surprised if it don't improve out of sight today. A very good stable with John O'Shea and Rachel King rides. Fabricator's first up run was very good here at Newcastle, behind a smart horse. Chris Lee's called Lucky Mission. It run 4th. It's not without a hope. 6-7, 10-1.
6-7, 10-1, race 4, and Phil's putting it 10 to beat 7-1 and 6. He's keen on Love One, which has just gone 360 into $3.20. 13 past 10. This is Sky Sports Radio. We're looking at the preview at Newcastle. We'll come back in just a moment and look at the quaddie legs.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races, already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the
the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data, and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the TAB app today and stay ahead of the game. TAB. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
The final field is set for Greyhound Racing's Melbourne Cup. Stay tuned for the latest news ahead of Friday night's final at Sandown Park. The very best Greyhound action is on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Yes, the box draws for the Melbourne Cup and the Bold Trees, the finals, will be held at around about 10:30, so we'll bring that to you during Chasing and Pacing Rewind. At 10:16, looking at this meeting at Newcastle with Gary Harley, got up to race 5 today, comes up at 25-4 to get the quaddie underway, and we have scratchings of 1, 5, 12 and 13 from this race. Gary, our market looks this way. 2, Kingston Heath, $26. Number 3, Mr. Sucker at 51. 4 is Bouyer, $51. Then you go 6, Win and Grin at 10. You've got 7, Belle of Clonmel, $4.80. 8, Blixham at 15. 9, Emerald Earth at 15. You've got a short one here. Lucky Louie, number 10. It's $1.50 into $1.45. And 11, Amplified at 16. So are you with the favourite here?
I can't go against it. Looks an absolute certainty, Lucky Louie. It's about 10 grades above this. This is not a very strong maiden by any means. This is a mare who went round in the Group 1 VRC Oaks. And the Group 2 Wakeful. I saw her run very good races last time in this state. She's claimed by Joe Pride. Corey Brown's riding her. First up, he ran as a bottler of the race the other day at Gosford, which he got beat a length and a quarter by Zeta, one of the horses that goes well. Was on the speed running third or fourth. Got across heels in the straight. Chased home pretty good. There's a very, very lack of form in the race. She looks an absolute knock taker, and that's why she's $1.45. And actually, I've stood around in the quadrilla as the only one in the first leg. Number 7, Bella Clonmel's got a place out after running third, second up for Jason Coyle. 11, Amplified, and 6, Win and Grin. And the only form in the race is with the favourite. 10, 7, 11, and 6.
10, 7, 11, and 6, race 5. And Phil's putting 10 to beat 11, 9, and 7. Our caller there, Phil Roberts. All right, we move across to race 6 here. Gary, you're 4:10. And here it's another maiden with 1, 3, 4, 6, and 9 not running. So number 2, Borazons, you're now at $3.60 in from $4.60. 5, Proven Class is a shorty here, 180 into 155. The 6 there is the late scratching there. The 6 is the late one. 7, Trust the Fox at $4.80. 8, Geisler at 15, 10, Just Like Jesse, 41, 11, Opinions, 26, and number 12 is Retorti at $51. So, gee, $1.55. Shorty again here, number 5, Proven Class.
Yeah, very hard to beat. Another one of Mark Adams carries the Goorey Park colours. They bred it at 2 run. I beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm by Singing Sam. Then it went to Hawkesbury last start, got beat. A long neck by A Promise. That's its only 2 runs. Both outstanding run. And it's odds on. Got a tricky draw, but it comes in a bit with a scratching. And it does look the winner. The only horse in the race I could see troubling it would be number 2, Borison, from the Chris Wallace stable. It's had 2 runs. It ran 30 behind Cloak back in August. In fact, it's had 3 runs. Run 30 beyond Sokodo, or Sokodo, one of Snowden's back in May. Then run 30 in August. Fourth at Hawkesbury behind Cara's Hope, not far away. And then went to the paddock. Never off a bit in a recent trial. Did she only risk? I had number 6 in the third, but you said it's a late scratching. The number 7, Trust of Fox, will be my third pick. And I've got no idea. Probably number 8, Geesler, the other one. Mate, they're all 60 to 1. Well, they should be, apart from the first 2 or 3. 5, 2, 7, and 8.
Well, somebody's got to run fourth, Gary. Somebody's got to run fourth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, 5, 2, 7, 8 yourself. Phil's putting 2 to beat 5, 7, and 8. Moving across to race seven, at least you're honest. Moving across to race seven at 4:45 here, and we take out 7 and 10 from this race. It's part of the Sky Provincial Series. Now, one, Boshi here is at 26. Number two, Charmers at 5. 3 is DeMeister, 120. Number four, General Artie at $9.50. 5 High Power at $5.50. The fave here, 6 King Hewitt, Kim War's horse, $3.20 into $2.90 tab fixed odds. 8 Placer is at $3.70. And number nine, I Am Awesome, $8. What do you like in race seven?
Well, before I tell you that, this is a very, very good series sponsored by our own Sky Racing.
And yep.
What it's all about is that the provincial clubs got together and decided to go to Racing New South Wales with a proposal to run a series around about the 1,400 to 1,600 metre mark, I think they are, with a heat at each of the five provincial clubs, Wyong, Hawkesbury, Gosford, Kemmler and Newcastle. And then this would rotate, the final would rotate each year. Now, already there's been a heat at Hawkesbury, Wyong and Kembla. Gosford's got their heat next Saturday, they race, and today's Newcastle. Now, the final's on 2 weeks yesterday, December 1, $150,000 at Kembla. They got the first final and it rotates. So this is the Newcastle heat. Chris Lees has got 4 of the 8 runners.
Right.
He hasn't got the favourite, and he might not have the second favourite, but I've got him to get the Cronulla, but I think it's a very open race.
Okay.
I think Chalmers will improve out of sight on his first up run at Rose Hill. Spoke to Chris about him Thursday afternoon. Chris said he thought he might have done a bit more at Rose Hill, but he's done well since the extra triple 30, and he's on a track where he loves. I've got him on top, give out a ride. Stablemate High Power went okay without being startling first up. He's much better than that. Likes Newcastle, won 2 out of 3 here at home, big chance. Plays here is a big worry because he walks out of the barrier. He gave him 12-length start the other day at Kevlar, got me the length and a half. He likes his own track here at Newcastle, and he loves that long straight. But how far is he going to give him? You can't stir him up, you can't do anything with him. David Atkins has told me before, you just let him come out of the barrier how he wants to, and then he'll take off when he's ready. King Hewitt's got a terrific chance, as the money suggests. Second up today, got a good record for Tim Moore. 2, 5, 8, 6, very good race, highlight of the day.
2, 5, 8, 6, and Phil's putting it 5 to beat 6, 8, and 2. And the last race is the Komatsu Coal Miners Cup. Due at 5:30 here, it's a benchmark 64 over 1,200. We put 4, 7, 12 and 13 out of the race here with the scratchings. The fixed odds here, 1 Fratellino is $13 with tab. Number 2 Fuchu is $8 to $8.50. $19 about number 3 Gadfly. 5 Radical Impact at $4.40. 6 Rheingau at $6. 8 St. Antonio Lad is at $7.50 into $6. You've got 9 Bidden Bear at $4. Now, money here for 10 Brian's Babe this morning, $7.50 into $5.50. 11 Ondo Pass at $21. And 14 Satali at 120. But it's a fairly even looking market, $4 about Bidden Bear.
You're right there, Kev. It's the most even, most famous race of the day by far. Even though we've got 4 scratches, we've still got 10 runners. I went for Rheingau. Now, Rheingau, formerly with Godolphin, first run for Joe Pride. He won his last start here, Godolphin had him then, back on the 29th of September. Then he obviously went to a sale, and clients of Joe have bought the horse. And Joe's had success, and a lot of it, with horses thrown by Godolphin. Pecans is one of them that he's bought, and, you know, has won plenty of money for his clients. Now, this horse's recent trial to get it, it was a very quiet trial. Glenn Scofield never let it go at all. Corey Brown coming to ride, so he should bait here. A barrier 3, got a bit of value. I think he'll run a big race. 5 Radical Impact is a professional place getter, as her record indicates, always races well at Newcastle. Number 2, Fuchu. Now with Tim Ward, I like the trial. It can go well fresh. I reckon it'll run a race. And number 9, Bidden Bear, couldn't have been more impressive as it's been in its last 2 wins for Christian Buchanan in the country. 6, 5, 2, and 9.
6529 in the last, and Phil's putting 8 to be 10-6-1. So, want to recap your best for us? Gary comes up early, doesn't it?
Yeah, race one, mate.
Can't be much earlier than that. Race one. What else is worth a flutter here, Gary?
What's that?
What else is worth a bit of a throw at the stumps?
Yeah, race one, number three. Well, it depends if you like taking short odds.
Okay.
But it's got 10 grades above of Lucky Louie. But the two horses of Mark Needham will run well, but they're short prices as well. Look, if I was having a better way from the first one, which is $3.10, I'd be having something each way on Rain Garrett for Lucky.
Okay. And how do you suggest we play the quaddy then?
Well, we stand the first leg out, Lucky Louie.
Yep.
The $1.50, whatever it is. So race 5, number 10, race 6, 5, 2, and
7.
Now the 6 is out.
Yep.
I could have got in an argument there, but I won't. No, I'm parked in a place probably where I shouldn't be, and someone can just give me a serve. Water off a duck's back. I'm moving in a moment. So race 6, without the 6 being in, I'll just have the 5 and 2 now.
Yep.
5 and 2 with a 6 of 8 scratching. Race 7, 2, 5, 8, 6,
yep.
And 6, 5, 2, and 9.
Lovely. Thanks, Gary. Enjoy your beautiful day at Newcastle. We'll get you late mail right through the afternoon, sir.
Yeah, mate, it's a magnificent day. It's
lovely.
It's a great track. Hopefully some winners, Kev.
Lovely. Thanks, Gary. Gary Harley there. And as I say, Phil Roberts calling for us. He'll give us our tab movers at around about 12:45 with Gerard Duffy from Tab on board to help out there. Now, the jockey challenge for you at Newcastle today, Jay Ford $1.80, Rachel King at $7.50, Kobe Jennings in there at $6.50, Corey Brown's got a couple of good rides, he's at $8, Mitch Bell at $9, then you go Grant Buckley $16, Andrew Atkins at $19, any other jockey there at $12. So an 8-race program, Newcastle, and the first comes up at 1:10, the last is due at 5:30, 10:27.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam. Everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
A couple of news stories coming out of yesterday. Craig Williams has been suspended for 7 meetings for excessive whip use on the Sandown Cup winner Yogi. He pleaded guilty to using his whip 12 times prior to the last 100, which is 7 more than permitted on Yogi. And he used his whip a total of 17 times in the 2-mile staying test. So he's the second high-profile jockey to have been wrapped over the knuckles. We had Hugh Bowman, of course, last week. But Hugh went and appealed and had his penalties downgraded. Craig Williams unlikely to appeal, given he'll not miss a Saturday. He's deferred the suspension, so it starts after next weekend, so it means he can ride in the Railway Stakes in Perth, and he can return to ride at a Victorian night meeting on Friday, November 30th. Craig Williams pleaded guilty to the charge, but told stewards that Yogi was a lazy horse that needed extra encouragement, and said his whip use was, quote, not offensive to the eye, unquote. Well, obviously the stewards disagreed with that, and he's out for a few meetings. And the other news today is that Who Shot the Barman has officially been retired, which is a really good story. A 10-year-old who's won, $4.5 million, 57 race starts, 11 wins, 7 seconds, 4 thirds, won between 1,600 and 3,200 metres, $4.5 million. The O'Learys have decided enough is enough, and good on him. He gets to live the rest of his life in a paddock running around. Who Shot the Barman? What a great old boy he is. So thankfully he's retired in fit and healthy condition, and I wish him well. 10:28, we'll go chasing and pacing rewind in just a moment.
You've heard of the war on waste, but what can businesses do? Whether you're a brickie or a barista, you can do your bit to keep valuable resources in circulation. Planet Ark has developed the War on Waste Toolkit for Business to help you choose the right recycler or recycling equipment supplier. Get your staff on board and find products made from recycled material. Even if you're not in the recycling business, you can be in the business of recycling. Visit business.recycling.com.au.
Sky Sports.
Sports Radio brings you the best in New South Wales country racing. Wednesday, it's Cessnock Cup Day featuring Country Showcase prize money. Don't miss the complete Cessnock preview race morning from 10 right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, and the Cessnock Cup is now at Newcastle on Wednesday, okay? That's now at Newcastle on Wednesday.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first crop sire and now leading third crop sire.